are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you thought the millions of dollars that Halliburton is getting with no beds allowed for anyone else is bad, the Army Corps of Engineers, controlled by the White House, says for another 60 days, nobody else is allowed to bid on the new oil contracts until Halliburton basically has all the new ones for the $87 billion extra they're getting. That's the Houston Chronicle and AFP. Bin Laden's family wins bid to run Saudi airports. Same folks they flew out of the country on 9/11. Two more GIs killed yesterday, seven wounded in two separate ambush attacks. With just a bunch of other news. Some of the folks that were blowing the whistle about Jessica Lynch not being a hero who were involved in the rescue are dropping dead left and right. Record solar flare knocks out multiple satellites yesterday, and now they're saying more on their way. Six soldiers wait for treatment, sometimes for months, with serious injuries. That story's breaking, and it looks like it's Army-wide. That's from United Press International. Bush's approval rating is plunging now from 48 to 42%, depending on which major poll you look at. That should make us all very concerned. Proposed Social Security deal with Mexico, that's the country of Mexico, angers some lawmakers. Well, yeah, it certainly should anger and concern everyone. And I've got a ton of really important Big Brother news here as well that we're going to be getting into. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Chris. Chris, where are you calling us from, sir?
Oklahoma.
Welcome to the airwaves.
Yes, yesterday I got a magazine in the mail called Ministries Today. I've been subscribing to that. And they have an article in there called The Dark Side of End Time Teaching. And all it is basically bashing end time teachings. And they starts out saying that Marilyn Manson, the guy's already sick in the head, said that the reason he's all screwed up was because of end time teachings and stuff like
that. So our Christian magazine is quoting Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
And I guess they warn us about evil right-wingers, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they say, here's a...
Well, see, that's the now that they're getting their federal funds, by the way, they have funded faith-based, just the big funding's been held up. See, now the local Baptist church has UN Day, anti-gun day, and they say, watch out for these people that are against microchips. Pat Robertson says, you know, the chips are pretty good. Arnold's pretty good.
Yep. Here's a paragraph. I'm going to read it to you real quick. It says, end-time conspiracy theories influenced many ordinary people and more noted ones such as David Koresh and his followers.
Oh, yes.
The Weaver family on Ruby Ridge, Timothy McVeigh, I didn't even know he was a Christian, and Christian conspiracy theorists such as Norman Olson, Dean Compton, two of America's most noted Bible-quoting militia leaders who express end-time angst and conspiracy fears.
Yeah, so, and this is a Christian magazine put out by what Christian group?
I think it may be interdenominational.
Sounds like Jay Sekulow to me. Watch out for these people that, well, you know, Pat Robertson says forced abortion is what China has to do, and you're a liberal if you're against abortion.
Yeah, that kind of stuff's crazy. And then,
I mean, look, the point is they're Trojan horses everywhere hitting us and hitting us hard.
One of the ads on an opposite side of the page, it gives you an ad for the faith of George W. Bush.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, look, Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, is Christian.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to some others whenever I was quoting this magazine in here.
Well, I hope you drop your subscription to that trash.
Oh, I probably will, yes. Here's another one. Sons, daughters, and wives desperately try to reach theorists who may have liquidated his 401k to buy gold, guns, build a shelter, stockpile food that later goes to waste, or generators that sit idle. So basically, these bad
Mormons, they're canning food too. We just got to deal with them.
Yeah, and that's basically this whole article is just about talking bad about how all these end time.
And you notice I knew what would be in the article before you even mentioned it. See, because I know. I mean, it's the same. Might as well be the same story 1,000 times a month. I see it. True Christians worship government. True Christians are against firearms. True Christians believe our Christ will soon be in Jerusalem. We will worship him in the temple. I've actually heard them. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, the new neocon teaching in the so-called Christian church is UN Day, anti-gun meetings, whether it's Catholic or Protestant, we're seeing it nationwide. Worship the government, follow every order of the government, Romans 13 out of context. There's going to be a world government led by Jesus from Jerusalem. Our leader will soon be among us. The microchip isn't bad. Biometrics is good. Abortion is okay in China. Arnold Schwarzenegger is of God. I mean, this is the new system. And so if you're against a world government or a microchip or an RFID tracking system, you are of the devil. You're actually evil. I'm not kidding, because I listen to Christian radio and I hear it creeping in now that we'll soon have our leader, yes, soon there at the temple in Jerusalem, all worship him. I mean, that's what the Bible says the Antichrist will do. Now it's happening. And people are going to be given the great delusion. They're going to, oh, it's our Christ. Our Christ. He says work with all the religions. He's for all peoples. And even if you're an atheist, you should be scared about this. I'm a Christian. Because you can see government using this religion of the West, the true religion, the true faith, I should say, is going to be used for this beast system. I know a lot of atheists, a lot of agnostics who can at least admit that, yeah, it does look like the government's trying to set up what the Bible talked about as a good system for evil to control us. And then they'll try to say, oh, well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And well, it is happening. So, again, you're going to be a heretic if you don't worship the one world leader, the man of peace. Why are you against the Christ ruling from Jerusalem? You're of the devil. You're against the Patriot Act. You're against Arnold Schwarzenegger. So that's, you're against our president given to us by God, the Christian George W. It's so sick. It's so, if you had a nickel's worth of discernment, the discernment of an aphid, the discernment of a possum, you would be able to see this, just the wickedness. Tex Mars has got a new video where he shows a lot of the so-called Christian leaders doing the devil sign, praising the devil. And I've seen this for years watching TBN. A lot of you go, don't you talk about my TBN. Okay, fine, just be idiots, okay? Fine, just endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, imagine, if your favorite talk show host you found out was in hardcore gay porno mags and loved Hitler, you'd probably say they were evil. But now, oh, well, it's good. That's a real sign of Christianity. I don't want to get off into a side issue because we got loaded phones here with Martin and John and Ian and, oh, I don't know who that is, Manuel in Pennsylvania, Ed in Pennsylvania, and many others. But let me just news blitz for like 5 minutes, and then I'll get back into your calls here in just a momento. This is out of the Pensacola News Journal. Proposed Social Security deal with Mexico angered some lawmakers. Hundreds of millions of dollars in Social Security payments may someday be headed south of the border. Someday? They're already passing the laws. Social Security Administration spokesman said U.S. and Mexican officials are continuing informal discussions about a political agreement that would allow millions of Mexicans working here to collect U.S. Social Security benefits in Mexico. And of course, they have dual citizenship, and it's meant to break up the Southwest. Women are denied surgery for cancer if they're over 70. Now, this is what socialized health care is about. First, it's, well, if you're a drinker, you're a smoker, you don't get health care. Because we're socialized, we're paying for the mistake you made. That's the sick mindset. And it's nothing more than eugenics. Now it's, well, you're too old, or you're too infirm, or you had a predisposition for genetic problems, you can't get the insurance. Women are denied surgery for cancer if they're over 70. London Telegraph, thousands of older women are being denied surgery for their breast cancer. You already got to wait a year for brain surgery. Because of their age, a cancer surgeon will claim today, Ian Fentman, professor of surgery and oncology at Guy's and St. Thomas's Medical School, London, says that as a result, many die needlessly from cancers which are potentially curable. Instead of surgery, men and women over 70 are only given a standard breast cancer drug, tamoxifen. Well, yeah, you can make more money off giving them that drug over 2 years as they die. But in many cases, without tests which could show whether the drug was likely to work for them or not, or even the type of cancer. Professor Fentman, an eminent cancer surgeon, is speaking at a debate today run by Cancer Research UK and Help the Aged to raise awareness of age discrimination in the treatment of breast cancer. He told the Telegraph yesterday, older women are dying needlessly because of this attitude. These deaths are happening largely because there is better treatment available and they are not getting it. And again, it's the new bioethics boards. They say that you're too old, your life isn't worth continuing, kill you. Coming up with a Terry Schiavo update, the lawyers and the judges have said if she can't eat food with a spoon, if she can't quote eat a ham sandwich, her quality of life isn't worth saving her. See, this is the new system. He told the London Telegraph, older women are dying needlessly because of this attitude. These deaths are happening largely because there is better treatment available. They're not getting it. The practice is very widespread across the nation. It must run into thousands because doctors believe that these women are too old for operations. Decisions not to operate are made purely on the grounds of age, with doctors saying the patients are too frail. And already you can be 15 years old with a brain tumor, lung cancer, whatever. You got to wait 6 months to a year. I've watched the debates in the House of Commons. And Tony Blair goes, it's a year and a half. And Tony Blair goes, that's not true. I have the statistic. Only 8.7 months. You know, they're not denying it. Well, Don't you want to live like that? Don't you want socialized medicine? Well, you already got fascist medicine where they socialize it for you and then privatize the profits. And that's coming up tied into the Terry Schiavo case here in just a few minutes. Continuing with the calls, authorities warned about Eric Harris. Now coming out, they got warnings about those guys weeks before, multiple warnings of what was going to happen. Columbine killers known 2 years prior, it's now coming out. So years, months, weeks, days. Also a bunch of gun control news. Clark favors gun locks and registries and a bunch of other stuff. They claim the economy's getting better. Total propaganda. We'll get into that. Unmanned aerial drones raise specter of Big Brother in the U.S. Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talking eyes to target criminals. Now the cameras on the street corners of your neighborhood are going to have telescreens on them that are going to shout orders at you. That's the London Telegraph. That is total 1984. Applied Digital seeks okay to market VeriChip widespread. New $20 bills cause self-checkout glitches. You're phasing out the checkout lanes, going to the cashless society. China focuses a Big Brother eye on the net. They talk about how tyrannical they are, but our own government's doing that. E-vote software leaked online. Turns out another big electronic voting company has backdoors into all the voting systems. Folks, that's just some of what's coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Martin in Illinois. Martin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me on your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I go back to the days when you took over for Larry Nichols. That's how long. Well, Alex, I like to monitor enemy broadcasts. And I was out surfing the web, and I came across a website, and you're going to love this, Aslan.net. And on there...
Yeah, I've been to it.
You've been to it? Did you read the one about another big Bush lie, the number of casualties in Iraq?
Well, I know that the casualties are much higher, and they got this socialist group, this racist group, out doing that to get legitimacy talking about it.
Well, they state that the British newspaper, The Observer, reports that 6,000 troops have been medevaced from Iraq since March 20th.
Yeah, I have the articles, and there's at least 380-plus killed since then, and that's why they put up curtains so you can't see how many coffins are coming off the jets under a presidential order.
What else? I got another one for you. They also state on there that 40,000 troops in Iraq are non-citizens and undocumented soldiers.
Yeah, it's actually higher than that. There was a Washington Times article 2 years ago where it said that they want Mexican troops, but illegals who, quote, are aggravated felons. That's who, and this is the Washington Times. Just like Stalin wanted foreigners who were criminals, they want foreigners who are criminals. And over 40,000 of those in the field are there, and the highest rate of the new people signing up are illegal aliens from Eastern Europe and Latin America.
Yep, I got one more thing. As far as the economy goes, they're telling us how wonderful it is. I was watching an investment banker on a obscure UHF frequency here on the television. He said today that home foreclosures are rapidly on the rise in Northern Illinois.
Sir, I have a friend who put an ad in the paper. The last time he did it 2 years ago, we got about 10 respondents. He got over 200. And to go back to what you said about the foreign troops, that's the foreign troops right there, folks. Tens of thousands of them in active duty, tens of thousands more in the military, and they, quote, want aggravated felons. Folks, I know that sounds insane. I probably read that article 10 times on air a couple years ago. I mean, folks, how much more insane and out in the open can the tyranny get? That's the question, Martin. What do you say?
I got nothing else to say. I got to get off to work. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Been listening 5-6 years and just now called in. Good to hear from you. John in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yes, I've got a couple observations about the arson fires in California. TV's showing firemen setting back fires with almost no video of firemen or citizens putting out fires, cutting down trees, or bulldozing fire breaks.
They should call in the militia. The governor should call out volunteers with bulldozers, you name it. And, yeah, people will get hurt. Have them sign a liability form if they want to fight these fires. I guarantee you folks would do it and get out there.
Well, the smoke from the fires is from satellite. It's just covering all of California almost. Smoke is a byproduct of all burning hydrocarbons and condensed water. H2O. This means the smoke clouds are a combination of ash and water. Now, that could be cloud seeded for rain to put out the fires.
They've got the technology. Why aren't they doing it? I'll tell you what, John, stay there. I'll let you finish up. Ian and Manuel and Ed, many others. It's all coming up. InfoWars.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Linda Kennedy, one of the lawyers, has been working on the Terry Schiavo case with some of the latest developments and the incredible media spin saying that, okay, she's not in a coma, she's brain damaged, but still her quality of life's not good, so let's go ahead and kill her. That's coming up, and of course, all these calls will get to you here very soon. Linda Kennedy won't be on with us long, but I appreciate her coming on the show. And then a bunch of Big Brother Police State New World Order news that I just mentioned. Now the cameras are going to shout orders at you if you're walking suspiciously or if you don't look proper. You have mainstream news, and the blimps are going to be looking through your walls. The big issue of that just came out, National Geographic says it's for your safety. You know, we'll be going over all that. But for the next 4 minutes, Jim Shepherd joins us of New Millennium Concepts, and we've just got a day or two left of the October specials. And, Jim, you did a food coloring test that all the other filters fail on that your new Berkey Black Element defeated. No food coloring coming out on the other side. Another test. And then I have an article here out of the Denver Post about the streams and rivers full of birth control, Prozac, you name it. Tell us about this new test and the specials.
Well, I like this test because, Alex, it's the test that the folks can do at home.
You know, Jim, your phone's having a problem. Maybe it's our board.
I'm hearing the sound between you and I.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
It was really distorting bad.
Yeah, I'm getting some sort of an echo on here.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, you know.
Okay, anyway.
It's better now. Go ahead.
Okay, I like this test, Alex, because this is a test that the folks can do at home. You can test your own water filtration system to see if it's powerful enough, you know, for your desires. And simply put some food coloring into, if you've got a gravity filter, put some food coloring, about a teaspoon, in the upper chamber. If you got one of those ones that you hook up to your faucet, just kind of put it, disconnect it from the faucet, put it down the tube. Or if you got one of those kinds with a chamber under the sink, disconnect or turn off the water, open up the chamber, pour a teaspoon of red food coloring in there, and see if it makes it through the filter. If it does, you're probably not getting the filtration in the removal of the contaminants that you want. The Black Berkey filter elements will remove the food coloring entirely. And
I'll tell you what, Jim, I really appreciate you coming on with that. We've got the phone system hooked up wrong. I'm going to have to let you go.
That sounds great.
Okay, I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye. Yeah, we may have to go to rebroadcast. Creek has trace of chemicals, and it says, but study finds water still meets standards. This is out of the Denver Post today. Every day, every couple of days when I have these folks on, but every day I'm seeing news articles like this. You know, Dallas with the Prozac and other stuff, all over Colorado. Boulder Creek contains traces of chemicals, including birth control hormones, over-the-counter painkillers, allergy medications, and residue from household cleaning products, according to study results released Tuesday. The study conducted by the U.S. Geological Survey found the water meets quality standards, but also contains more than 40 organic compounds. It goes on, the water from Boulder Creek flows through various rivers until it finally empties into the Gulf of Mexico, although on its way it is used by agriculture, industry, and as drinking water by a number of communities. So they found a bunch of this in the water, but the government says it's good for you, don't worry about it. It is unclear how humans and wildlife are affected by the chemicals in the water. Most of the compounds found by the study are not regulated and therefore have not been tested to determine effects of long-term, low-level exposure. But it's not low level because there's hundreds of different things. Herbicides, pesticides, chloride, fluoride, chlorine, MBTE, Prozac, birth control, estrogen, all this over-the-counter junk. If you're not filtering your water, I mean, this is a public service here. It's not just a great sponsor, supports the show, not just great quality, good prices. I mean, you're nuts if you don't get this. Give New Millennium Concepts a call, and you can also haggle with them. You know, they'll give you some special rates. Debbie's answering the phone right now. Give her a call. The Big Berkey, Black Berkey system built right here in America. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And they're there right now, folks. They got some really good specials on Black Berkey replacement elements, on the Berkey light system, on the solar charger that charges the LED lights that go in it. It'll run for 2 weeks off just a charge. It's an emergency buoy for you and your family. And just stop drinking the poison that's in the water. It's one of the best things you can do for your health. It's not a magic cure. It's not, you know, some super unproven thing. It's just real, clean water, highest quality systems. 1-888-803-4438. All right, we'll come back and go to your calls and a bunch of news. We got Linda Kennedy with an update, maybe if that phone system's working, and a lot more. So definitely stay with us. But call, folks, and get the water filters, 888-803-4438. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearms prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're 33 minutes and 20 seconds into this second hour. And coming up, we're going to go to Ian and Manuel and Ed and Rhonda and many others that are patiently holding. But for the next 10 minutes or so, I want to introduce you to Linda Kennedy. She's been on the show several times. She's a great lawyer, did a lot of great research. She was disbarred for exposing corruption in her state. That's now going to the Supreme Court. She's been involved for now, I guess, about a month in the Terry Schiavo case. We've been involved for several months covering this as it came to a head of last week. And now the media and the harbingers of death, the culture of death, are going, well, people are really in comas when they're blinking their eyes and smiling at their mother and opening their eyes when you're telling them to, and when they have all this brainwave activity. And yeah, well, sure, she was eating a few years ago, but Michael Schiavo won't let them feed her in her mouth. And they got doctors and nurses saying she could have been rehabilitated. But that's, you know, you're a vegetable when that happens. And Michael Schiavo, Michael Cockroach Schiavo's lawyer said in court papers that, well, if she can't eat with a spoon, she's not worth living. and joining us to go over this and give us a rundown of the basic info and the latest developments is Linda Kennedy. Linda, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex, and thank you to your listeners.
You bet.
You know, Alex, the most recent thing that's happening that I'm at liberty to even discuss right now is the hearing that went off yesterday. And, you know, of course, they're making this an alleged constitutional issue. I think your listeners are very well informed, as you've been educating them, that the Founding Fathers stated that the judiciary has the weakest branch of government and warned us that this, if this ever changed, we would be under a state of tyranny. And, of course, with the late 1800 case of Marbury v. Madison, there was a huge judicial grab where the judiciary decided that they had the last say on what the Constitution said.
And it goes legislative, executive, judicial in the degree of power.
That's how it's supposed to be, but for, you know, well over 100 years, it's not been that way. So I don't have much hope, honestly, that we will win on this particular issue, because to do so, it would require tyrannical judges who did the power grab to give the authority back to the people, and I very highly doubt that's going to happen. The actual language of the issue yesterday is George Filas, the UN supporting New Age attorney for Michael Schiavo, has asked that the court permanently bar any official from interfering with the court's decision to have the feeding tube removed. And of course, as you know, the ACLU has also joined in that fight. Unfortunately, what I think is going to happen is this, you know, we're going to lose on this particular issue. And my concern is that the judge, even though this will be appealed, will then go forth with the death sentence of Terry Schiavo. Plus, the order itself that Jeb Bush signed allegedly expires on November 5th. So, you know, either way, we're talking about a woman who's just being ripped to pieces, ripped to shreds by people who want to pass an agenda.
She's been tortured for 13 years, denied therapy. The media tried to lie and say she was in a coma. Now they're calling her severely brain damaged. That's a fraud. And talk about, in some of these filings, Michael Schiavo's lawyer, what he says she has to be able to do or she's a vegetable.
Okay, yeah, that is just so ludicrous. Let me define what permanent vegetative state means in the Florida statutes, okay? It says, in quotes, permanent and irreversible condition of unconsciousness. Now, that already takes Terry Schiavo right out of that picture, unless we redefine unconscious now, in which there is the absence of voluntary action or cognitive behavior. And again, I'm now speaking for myself. That means that anything she did has to be an involuntary reflex, and that's how the defense is trying to coin everything she's done, is it's an involuntary reflex or it's not. It's not happening enough to make it voluntary. Or, you know, I mean, it's just bizarre how they're rewriting a common sense. And then the end of the statute, or of any kind, that she cannot have any voluntary action of any kind. And she's already had voluntary action. The tapes support that. On appeal, then, George Filas, the attorney for Michael Schiavo, has set a very high standard for personhood. Here's what he said in quotes. The litmus test is whether or not a person can bring a spoon to their mouth, he said. And then he also argued that it would be poor public policy to let her live. And finally, he inferred that to be counted among the living, one must at least be able to, quote, ask for a ham sandwich.
Now, let's go ahead then and get rid of Christopher Reeve.
Well, that's what they're basically saying. You know, this particular judge has been reported to be legally blind. So, you know, if we're talking about competence, which the actual statute says, if someone is not competent, then the judge has first priority over whether that person lives or dies. So, you know, is there a judicial immunity on competence? Because, you know, he fits the description. If you can't see according to the statute, then you don't have competence.
Well, this is also, again, a precedent-setting case, and that's why the federal government, the ACLU, and others want to set this precedent, because they've already been killing a lot of people like this in the hospitals. The quotes you gave about the spoon to the mouth, that's actually a Peter Singer quote, the culture of death guru, who calls babies subhuman, old people worthless, retarded children, mackerel, you know, all these different names. And they say that the bioethics boards of government, of hospitals, will decide if your life is worth living. That's now the definition for killing you, and that's just what they're continuing here. So now they're having to abandon saying she's a total vegetable and moving on to, well, if she can't do jumping jacks or pole vault over the Empire State Building, let's get rid of her.
Exactly. And, you know, you could hear the agenda very early, excuse me, Alex, in this case, when Jeb Bush said, you know, we should, you know, see if she can really eat by herself before we put her to death. So he was giving with one hand but showing the agenda with the other. And if you recall, Alex, initially they were saying she was in a coma. And the video came out, and all of a sudden, you know, they had a problem. The truth was, you know, basically saying that she was not in a coma.
Well, let me just say this, too. We have multiple doctors, multiple nurses that treated her over the last 13 years that say this woman could have been rehabilitated. She's eaten Jell-O. She's eaten bread. She's drunk food. But she's gotten worse and worse as she lays there for 13 years, not having her teeth brushed, not being given antibiotics for infections. This is torture. And again, the media is doing a good job of covering this all up, but again, a lot of people through this show, through David Joyce's show, are starting to learn the truth of what's happening. It's horrible to sit here and watch this happen.
Right, it is, Alex. And if you wouldn't mind, let me take you through what they are trying to do here. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, let's
this,
do or? That.
Okay, so we started out with she's in a coma. Well, the video came out and it showed she wasn't in a coma. So the Fox and the CNNs went out there and said, coma case, coma case, coma case. Well, they were showing you her eyes open, her smiling, responsive, and they were trying to brainwash the public into saying, okay, that's a coma. Well, there was a public outcry, and they said that is not a coma. So now they have another agenda. So now they're trying to say that a coma is not the same as a permanent vegetative state. And what they're after is this permanent vegetative state. Now. So we've cornered them into that. And they're also using the same thing with unplugged. You know, they started with saying she had to be unplugged. Well, the truth showed that she wasn't plugged into anything. So they went from remove or insert a feeding tube into unhooking a feeding tube, insinuating that she's plugged in.
Yeah, semantical deception.
Exactly. So what they're going to do with this case is if it goes up, they're going to decide on this right to life, right to die, which has already been decided. It's not even an issue, even though it is an issue for us.
They're going to redefine right to die as the government killing you.
Absolutely. They're trying to define permanent vegetative state without that ever being an issue in the case. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to go on a right to die platform and argue that, which has already been decided in their favor. And then when that wins, they will use the permanent vegetative state definition that was never decided as what the definition is. So that's exactly what they're doing right here.
And let's make it clear, there are people who are paralyzed, shoulders down, saying, honey, can I please have some water, that they've killed in Florida. We've had Wesley Smith on several times from the Wall Street Journal. He wrote a new article for the Weekly Standard, I believe, 2 days ago. That's on Prison Planet. This is out there. This is the facts, folks. And they're setting this precedent. I cannot repeat that enough. How important is precedent in the law? Is that not what they, in the modern system, look at?
Well, they look at it when it favors them, and they change it just like they are now when it doesn't favor them. You know, the fact is she's not in a permanent vegetative state, so they're just going to change things around so that it looks like they're following a precedent, but they're really not.
But it is encouraging that it blew up in their face over the weekend going, well, eyes open, following a balloon, mumbling at mommy, smiling. That's a vegetable. People just do that by accident, and she's brain dead, and then they ignore all the medical reports that this woman could have been rehabilitated.
That's right. And the thing is, the bottom line, folks, it's the people outcrying. You have to educate the public, and we've got plenty of tools out there. These shows, get them to these shows and have them listen. We've got the fact sheet out there. You know, Dave Von Kleist has that awesome music, and it names Judge Greer right in there. We have to let them know that they are going to be shamed in the public. We're not just going to let them take cheap shots at the American people. I don't care who it is, and get away with it. And they
well,
have
Linda,
to...
give folks your website.
Okay, it's WBF. That stands for Walking by Faith. WBFLegalReform.com. And if you hit Terry's Fight Facts, you'll get to a whole bunch of facts and issues that need to be addressed or that are being kept.
Absolutely. Linda Kennedy, we'll keep checking in with you every couple of days, and God bless you for your tireless work.
And you too.
Take care. You're awesome.
Bye-bye.
And I would encourage everybody to also go to prisonplanet.com and click on Terry's Fight. We have all six of the video clips there in one spot. They automatically load. Just hit the play button. And email out that URL to everybody so that they can see what's really happening, and tell them to go to Linda Kennedy's site and look at the fact sheet. It's excellent. Okay, let's go to the calls. Thank you for holding callers. Ian in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I called you a couple of days ago to give you a heads up on the CBC Fifth Estate documentary on 9/11, which was broadcast last night. I wanted to report that it was a watershed event, but it was not. It was just the typical mind-numbing psyops presentation.
Well, I'm reading the text of what was said. I mean, they came out and said, did the government pilot the planes? Did Bush have knowledge? Why did NORAD stand down? I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yeah,
but you saw it.
If you were watching it, you would have detected the snide tone, and the graphics that were presented said conspiracy theory, and they referred to people who peddle conspiracy theories. They promoted the show with a studio interview, sound bites from a studio interview with a former sheriff whom you must know, Michael Turner, Michael Rupert, who made the direct accusation that the government was criminally culpable. They presented those sound bites at the beginning of the show. They never went back to him and dealt with that. They got mired in the Bush connections with bin Laden and Saudi money. They never talked about the events of the day except for the plane or the whatever crashed into the Pentagon. They never got into mining of the Twin Trade Towers, the manipulation of airline stocks. You could give the whole list right now if you wanted to.
Well, that's too bad. I've got the CBC News Fifth Estate synopsis here, and it says on October 29th at 9 p.m., the Fifth Estate begins its 29th season of investigative journalism. Join our host. And it says, for another season of challenging and thought-provoking documentaries, the Fifth Estate begins. The season with the story is fresh and immediate as today's headlines. On September 11, 2001, pilotless airplanes were guided into the World Trade Center by homing beacons. It wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon, but a missile. U.S. Air Force planes weren't scrambled to intercept the hijacked planes that morning because the White House was behind the events of that tragic day. Incredible, definitely outlandish. There are lots, and there's question marks, lots of people who believe that at least some of the parts of these stories are true. And then it goes on to describe what was in the piece, but I didn't see it. So you say it was a whitewash.
It was more than that. It was a bait and switch. Pull people in with the provocative.
Well, I heard three separate neocons on the radio yesterday, national neocons, going, George Bush had nothing to do with this. Anybody that says it is a traitor. Flip channel. Same thing being said. They get the talking points in mass to roll this out because we're hurting them and we're going to go on exposing them.
Yeah. Well, it's just more of the same psychological warfare that's going on. They baited the people in to watch it, then they numb them, then they turn them off, getting mired in side issues like everybody knows.
But I don't think it's working, do you?
Well, it's really up to God in heaven. We cannot waste emotional energy worrying about a presentation like that that's over. We've got to just move on.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
As far as that 9/11 thing, you know, I wore a government-sponsored terrorist shirt to a shopping center here, crowded, and I was surprised by the responses I got. People shaking their heads, nodding. Some people just shaking their heads in dismay, but you could see in their looks when they look at you like, yeah, you're right, they did it.
What did your T-shirt say?
Had the 9/11 towers in flames and said government-sponsored terror, and in the back it had a couple facts.
Oh, that's Paul Watson's shirt.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Right. And that's a good shirt. Oh, but what I called in about was, you talk about the left wing being energized.
And that's what this is about. It's about a counter-revolution that Bush is building. It's the dialectic. Go ahead.
Check this out. This left wing, I monitor Radio Havana, Cuba. But you got to be careful when you listen to these guys.
And they had Noam Chomsky on saying Bush is going to carry out terror.
Well, check this out. These guys, they went from being almost in a cadaver-like state to now being a true Southpaw slugger. You know why? PNAC is why. Bush portraying to be a conservative is why. Bush's foreign policy. Bush coupling with Israel. That is why. They use
this
all these
props
things
up these other regimes because they can point at us and say, there's the bad man.
Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, these guys are amino acids to these guys. These guys, they're all pumped up on air. They're reading from out of PNAC and acting like this is the new conservatism. They're calling them the Bush imperialists. They actually call them cowboys. They actually do say that.
Meanwhile, Bush is taking, allowing flights back in, taking off the sanctions.
You listen to this. You got these guys calling for the U.S. to secede to the U.N. and for the U.N. to stop letting the U.S. abuse its veto power.
And what did I say was going to be?
Did
I, Manuel? Did I not say exactly that would happen?
Exactly. See, look, you're absolutely right. That's what I'm telling you. I'm backing you up. You're right on point. When these guys talk amongst each other and their consensus is we need to stop the U.S. from using its veto power, let the U.N. apply its international court powers because they're protecting Israel. They're ramming all these powers. They're killing off the Palestinians. They're using that also to call for equitable system of social and economic justice in a new international economic order.
And while
Cuba's foreign minister actually called for that.
And while Bush on the surface acts like he's against the UN, he signs on for UN taxes, he signs on to UNESCO, while he's actually building all that for the next president, and then you'll have Bill Clinton as the Secretary General, and we'll be double-teamed.
This is carefully crafted, you see. It's like in boxing. Every true slugger can hurt you with either his left or right hand. The people who don't know would listen to these guys and say, well, wow, I was wrong.
The communists must be good.
Oh, yeah. You know, these communists, hey, listen to my father, who never agrees with me, was listening to these guys, and he said, well, wait a minute. That's what you say. And I say, oh, here I go. By letting my father hear this, now I got myself into a whole nother heap of trouble. And now he's saying, wait a minute. How are you saying what the communists are saying? He's not sophisticated to understand that they're hijacking what this perpetrator Bush is using as a so-called conservative movement.
And I said years ago that was the plan. Give your dad the white papers that are out there. In fact, I'll try to remember some of them and mention them after the break. Thanks. More calls coming up.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. got a whole other hour coming up, and I'm going to get the callers out of the way. They've been holding the longest, and I'm going to get into all this big stack of Big Brother and police state and gun control news, and then we'll go back into calls. But, you know, we had Jim Shepherd on, and a button was down wrong or something, so we had to let him go. But I was looking at this Denver Post article. I could spend an hour on this. Creek has traces of chemicals. And it goes on, Boulder Creek contains traces of chemicals, including birth control, hormones, over-the-counter painkillers, allergy medications, and residue from household cleaning products. And it goes on, it's definitely not just Boulder Creek, said Sheila Murphy, a hydrologist with the USGS, U.S. Geological Survey. It's just like all the other areas where people live near streams. And they admit this goes right into your drinking water. And folks, the junk $50 water filters you buy at the store, water color goes right through them. Nothing goes through a Berkey light, folks. I don't know why you won't call and get them or give them as gifts. I mean, this is so important. 1-888-803-4438. Every day I see stuff like this. 888-803-4438. And just briefly, my videos. The new one's out, The Matrix of Evil. You can watch the trailer at InfoWars.com. You can order it at InfoWars.com or Prison Planet. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Who else says, get my film, make copies of it, give it out to people? I do. A few others do, like Pastor Butch and other good folks. Get my videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to your friends and family. Do it now. Don't wait. Matrix of Evil, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, the new book, Order Out of Chaos, great Christmas gifts. Get them, make copies, give them as Christmas gifts. And your purchase supports this broadcast. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Matrix of Evil is amazing, folks. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So take action. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania, then Rhonda, Leslie, Keith, and others. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the air.
Alex, it never ceases to amaze me on how your show is like months ahead of everything. RFID tracker chips, it's all coming out in U.S. News, National Geographic.
Well, I'm not bragging. We're years ahead of it because we read Army reports. We read white papers. And one of them was U.S. Plan for World Domination, 32-page report out of the Sydney Morning Herald 2 years ago, laid out the whole fake left-right system.
You know, the other people out there that are not listening to your show or don't have access to it, they're in a fog, they're in a phase, you know, they don't know what's going on in the world. Did you know that the new cell phones do not have an on-off switch on them?
That's in the new film. We have the news articles. I give a speech about it. Others do. The new cell phones are admittedly hooked directly into Homeland Security. Even when they're off, they are being used to listen to you and to track you. All the new cell phones for the last year and a half, and many of the previously made ones, and governors from Wisconsin to Texas are moving to have it in local FEMA command centers, tracking all of us on a board as we drive around the city.
The only way to shut off my new phone is to pull the battery pack off.
That is it, sir. If you do not want to be tracked, you have to undo the battery. Sir, now they're finding emergency battery transistors in the new phones that look like they're able to be booted up even with the battery off.
Jessica Lynch, I seen about a week ago about three of the guys that rescued her were dead.
It's now four of them with a fifth missing.
Yeah, the one guy was at a family barbecue. A guy jumped up from behind a fence and shot him and disappeared. One died in Pakistan. I think another one was in a car wreck.
And another committed suicide, shooting himself in the back of the head six times.
And it said right after, I said, this is all coincidence. Don't make anything out of it.
Yeah, this is all coincidence. So just go back to sleep. Third hour coming up.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass if glass.